This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. When the Dallas Cowboys take the field next month, they'll be without one of their best players. The NFL suspended running back Ezekiel Elliott for 6 games after a year-long domestic violence investigation. He filed an appeal with the league on Tuesday. Though law enforcement dropped the case, the NFL determined there is substantial evidence that Elliott assaulted his former girlfriend, something he denies. And as I report, the NFL's making an example out of one of its best players. The NFL is taking this case seriously. After several high-profile domestic abuse cases, they're not backing down. Last July, Tiffany Thompson accused Elliott of assaulting her. Elliott's lawyers have focused their appeal of the suspension on disproving her credibility. On Wednesday, the league scolded Elliott and the players' union for what they called attempting to shame and discredit his accuser in the media. Jennifer Gates is a Dallas City Council member and chairman of the Domestic Violence Task Force. She's also the daughter of Cowboys legend Roger Staubach.
And there is a natural tendency to want to look the other way, but we can't.
Gates says the line shouldn't be blurred.
We can't do that, and the NFL shouldn't tolerate, teams shouldn't tolerate, teammates shouldn't tolerate their teammates, behavior that way. We shouldn't make excuses just because they're athletes.
The alleged assault took place in Columbus, Ohio. Elliott was not arrested or charged, but the NFL opened its own investigation. The league's report showed they talked with more than a dozen witnesses, had photographic evidence of bruises, and reviewed text messages between Elliott and his then-girlfriend. Cowboy fans like Chris DeBorowitz take an issue with this. Elliott's one of the best on the team and led the NFL in rushing last season as a rookie. DeBorowitz doesn't feel like it's the league's job to police players and wants the suspension dropped.
Considering that he wasn't charged and he hasn't been proven guilty, I think it was pretty harsh. Based on what we do know, I would say it's not fair at this point in time.
In the legal world, the prosecutor concluded Thompson's statements conflicted with the ones made by Elliott and witnesses. In the sports world, the NFL's changed its stance on domestic violence. In 2014, a player who punched his wife on camera was only given a 2-game suspension. Public outrage ensued. Dallas City Council member Jennifer Gates says the NFL is doing the right thing.
There are probably people that are afraid to speak out because, no one's going to believe me. They're going to want to believe the athlete. And so I think the NFL, listened and had an objective review with experts and a fair panel to make that analysis.
Later this month, Elliott will have a hearing to contest his 6-game suspension. The NFL has designated former league executive Harold Henderson to oversee the case. If Elliott and the Cowboys aren't happy with that decision, they could try and file a lawsuit. Gus Contreras, KERA News.